With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. One of the bills signed by the governor after the last session of the New Mexico State Legislature was SB 50. That's a campaign finance reform bill co-sponsored by Republican Representatives Jim Dines and Bill Ream and Democratic Senator Cisco McSorley. It aims to stop illegal campaign contributions online by requiring that a security code and a proper billing address is provided, the same as when we buy things online. Doug Nickel is with the Bridge Alliance, a national reform organization that helped shepherd the bill through.
It's a seemingly minor reform, but it adds a necessary layer of integrity to New Mexico's campaign finance laws. And it's very simple. So, for example, when you buy something online, be it Amazon or some other online retailer, you have to put in your credit card information and your CVV code if you're purchasing online. If you are purchasing in person, when you slide your card, that information is embedded in the magnetic strip on the card. But for remote purchases, including contributions online, that CVV code is somewhat like a fingerprint. It validates that you're a real person with a real address, etc.
Nickel says New Mexico is the first state in the nation to take this reform step that will prevent credit card contributions in someone else's name by another party.
And what's happening in political contributions as more and more money is given online to individuals and campaigns, there is not a mandate to have that CVV code enacted. And without that CVV code being enacted, what can happen is you can have fraud and you can have unverified sources of political contributions, including foreign sources.
Contributions without that CVV code verification must be returned to the contributor. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.